please turn with me to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 46, which is found on page 31. Oh, what? Oh, it must be different books. Yeah, the newer books is different pagination. Lord's Day 46, wherever that's found. We're going to be talking about the Lord's Prayer in regards to our Father and the first parts of the Lord's Prayer. So let's respond to the questions, please. Why did Christ command us to address God thus, our Father? To awaken in us, at the very beginning of our prayer, that childlike reverence for and trust in God, which are to be the ground of our prayer, namely that God has become our Father through Christ, and much less deny what we ask of Him in faith than our parents refuse us earthly things. Why is it added, who art in heaven? We might know earthly thought of the heavenly majesty of God, and from His almighty power expect all things necessary for body and soul. Yes. We come to God as our Father. And the very first thing that it tells us, the catechism summarizes for us, is that the reason why Christ teaches us to pray this way is to awaken a childlike reverence. A childlike reverence, which is so innocent, it's so simple. It's all trusting. It's not just a partial trust. As we get older, it's harder and harder for us to trust somebody fully or completely, because we've experienced perhaps, arguments or things that a person has done to lead you to think that they can't be trusted. And so when Jesus teaches us to pray to our Father, to invoke this childlike reverence, it's really hard for us to grasp this, for many of us. Now, if you've grew up with a really good, godly father who loved God, who loved Christ, and led you the whole way through, was faithful in his marriage, was a man of integrity, well, praise God. But not all of us have had fathers like that. Some of us have perhaps not have had a father who was so fatherly. And so it is so difficult for us to separate ourselves from past experiences, from perhaps a poor father, maybe an absentee father, to acknowledge this childlike reverence to our Heavenly Father. And what we do oftentimes is we project our past experiences, our past relationships to God. That God is just like this, but just bigger. Know this, and the Catechism does help us, that the Father, your Heavenly Father, is not your Father naturally, right? He is your Father by way of adoption, right? We are praying to Christ's Father. Because the Father to Jesus, that's a natural relationship. We have a relationship with Him by way of adoption. Now, why do I point that out? Because when you look at Christ and how He regards His Father, that there is this level of intimacy, there's this level of trust. You see that in His prayers, you see that in the high priestly prayer in John 17, that there is this deeply seated fellowship amongst these two. And the lengths that your Father, your Heavenly Father, went through to make you His child. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. The Father sacrifice. He sent his son to die on a cross for you so that he can call you my child. He can call you my son or my daughter. And so that supersedes any past experiences, even if we had the worst earthly father. And it cannot compare. And that's why Jesus teaches us to say, our Father who art in heaven. Because our Father who art in heaven is not tainted by sin. He's not tainted by anything like we are. With God, there is only purity. There is only sinlessness. When he says something, it's true. When he says, I love you, you're my child, that means, I love you, you are my child. We're so conditioned to think, yes, but no. Sort of. We tend to backpedal so quickly, because if we entrust ourselves to someone so completely, well, then that's just a setup for failure. But with God, it's not. With our Father in heaven, it's never the case. What he says about you is true. Now, that doesn't mean, now God, our Father, disciplines us because he loves us, but everything that he does directs you for your good. That's what Paul says, right? All things happen to us for our good. That's the direction of your Heavenly Father who leads you, who guides you, who feeds you physically and spiritually along the way. And so, yes, we must have a childlike reverence to our Heavenly Father, trusting him wholeheartedly because our Father has poured out his love towards us in Jesus Christ. So let's conclude our summary with that.